everybody. This is Steven, your host for Me, You, and Animu. And this is episode 12, and we're going to go over a few more of those fall shows that have dropped. And this is the second batch of those. And we'll be talking about that band you heard at the beginning, and that is Ogre You Asshole. Great band name, and we'll go over them in a little bit. But first, the news. So without further ado, Me, You, and Animu. The news. Today I was looking at Crunchyroll news. They announced that Carol and Tuesday's second half will debut on Netflix worldwide on December 24th. So if you guys have been keeping up with Watanabe's Carol and Tuesday, and if you haven't, you should be. First half's on Netflix, and it's an amazing show. Of course, it has the great music that you'd expect Watanabe to kind of organize and get together, and it's amazing. Animation's great, the characters are great, and so far the story's it's pretty good. I would recommend watching it if you haven't. It's like I said, got great music, and there's even some musical guest in the show. I believe Denzel Curry makes an appearance, and that's pretty sick. So yeah, check out Carol and Tuesday if you haven't. If you're watching and keeping up, then good news. And at the end of the year, they're gonna drop that other half. So Carol and Tuesday news. And moving on. Woodpecker Detective's Office anime reveals its main cast and some more staff and a visual. The official website dropped some key visuals for Woodpecker Detective's Office, and it looks pretty cool. I like the way the animation style looks, and the outlines are a little lighter colored. It looks like they're almost teal or something. I wonder if that's how the animation will actually play out. I enjoy the aesthetic. I'll check this out, and I do like a good detective story. The manga imagery is a little different than the animation, not much. I think I like the animated style a little more. But that's going to be a spring 2020 show, so we got some time before that even airs. But yeah, that's a new show. It'll be on the spring list, so we'll keep our eyes out and see if that's worth watching. But animation looks pretty good. And Azur Lane is gonna be on Funimation. They'll be simuldubbing that, and that airs on Funimation on the 10th, I believe, of October. And we'll definitely be keeping up with that. I believe it's already aired in Japan, so if we run across an episode of that before I see the simuldub, or if Crunchyroll releases it, then that's probably, I'll probably cover it as soon as I watch it, so that could be well today, so we'll see about that. But yeah, Azur Lane, if you wanted to see that dub, it'll be on Funimation October 10th. So that's a good tidbit of news for Azur Lane fans. And moving on down the list of news that we got today. Fire Force's new video for its second opening song is available off the official website and YouTube, I imagine. The song's name is Mayday, and it's featuring Rio from Crystal Lake, and that's by Cold Rain. And it will premiere on the anime's 15th episode on November 1st. So, we got our Fire Force. It's going to have two cores, obviously. So we got a new theme song for the intro. And it'll be premiering on November 1st, so it'll go on a little hiatus, I imagine, by episode 14. So Fire Force, let's look forward to that. And they also got a poster out for the second core, and if you take a look at it, you can see some of the white clad on there that we haven't been introduced to, as well as some new members on the 8th that don't look too familiar. So expect some new team members on our side and to be introduced to these white clad, and they look pretty nuts. A lot of them you haven't seen yet. So there's a poster out, and it's pretty sweet looking. So check that out if you guys are interested in what's to come in the second core. And moving on down to the last tidbit of news. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, the arcade game, Let's Loose with Jotaro. That's off Crunchyroll News, and it's saying JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Last Survivor was revealed as a stand battle royale game for Japanese arcades. And it comes out this winter, it looks like. A bunch of playable characters from the franchise, and Bankai Namco is here with the extensive look at Stardust Crusaders lead Jotaro Kujo. So you can check that out on Crunchyroll News. And that looks awesome. Huge fan of JoJo. Love it. Can't wait till part 6 gets animated. But this game looks awesome, so I, you know, a JoJo game is always awesome, especially a fighting game. And I'd love to see one that has a little bit more nuance in the stand battles, so let's look forward to that. I doubt it'll come over here, but maybe we could get lucky. Maybe Steam will pick it up, who knows. So we'll keep our eyes out for that. And didn't I say to make my abilities average in the next life? We talked about that PB a little while ago, and that comes out this season. And it's revealed its opening and ending song. So if you guys are interested in that, you can check it out. There's a little bit of information on Crunchyroll. And it looks like its opening theme is Smile Skill by Suki Suki. And the ending theme is Genzai Banzai. And you can check out all that on the Crunchyroll News section there. A lot of my sources, which I am pretty transparent, you can find a lot of this information on Crunchyroll News or Anime News Network, or, you know, there's a multitude of news sites. I always try to keep the sources reliable, so, you know, if we don't have time or feel like checking the news for these kinds of things, but if you care, then I'm more than happy to give you the highlights. So that does it for the news, and we'll move on and talk about the next few shows that came out this week, and we'll talk about Ogre You Asshole. And so that does it for this part. All right, today on the main segment, we're going to go over a few of the shows that I caught for the new fall season. And one of those shows was Null and Peeta. It's a short, so I figured I'd give it a shot, and it's pretty adorable. The description is, genius inventor Null tragically loses her older sister Peeta in an accident. To get over the grief, Null develops a Peeta Robo, a robot with the same characteristics as her late sister. However, the robot is a little different as to what Null expected. They're like 5 to 6 minute episodes. It's pretty adorable. It's a nice little, you know, story. You know, it's not bad. It's like I said, it's a short, and the animation is good, but you just get kind of some goofy little four coma style stories. And it's not bad, so if you got 5 minutes to spare, I'd recommend checking it out. It's not a horrible show, so yeah, Null and Peeta, check it out. And the other one I caught was Kimono Michi, Rise Up. Now, this show is weird. It's basically about a wrestler. It's an isekai, and the wrestler gets transported to another world. And, of course, you know, there's all kinds of different, you know, there's humans and ogres and dog people and all kinds of different sort of, you know, races and things. And he is an animal lover. He has a little pup that follows him around, and he just loves animals. His wrestling ego is, like, wearing a dog mask, and he's supposed to be, like, the strongest wrestler and the most famous. And his plan was to, once he wins that first match at the beginning of the episode, that his dream was to open a pet shop and, you know, live a life around all the animals he loves so much. So that's fine, a pet lover. But once he's transported to the other world, insanity kind of starts to take place. Besides him wanting to German suplex everybody who isn't an animal lover, man, woman, and child so far, he has this weird fetish with these animals. I don't know if it's innocent or not, to be honest. In one scenario, there's a wolf man, and he tackles him and holds him down and basically pets him to ecstasy. It's super silly. It is funny. I highly recommend checking it out if you want to watch something that's gonna be a little weird. So I'll save the rest for you. The ending is, it gets a little even weirder. It's hard to explain this show. The most I can say is you have a pansexual animal loving wrestler transported to another world with animal people, and he has no boundaries. So if you want to watch something funny but kind of, you know, risking the line of very obscure, you know, taboo weirdness, then check out Kimono Michi Rise Up. I'm not sure if I'll continue this. I'll stick with it for now because it's funny. I like the comedy and the interactions with him and the people of the other world, and his, you know, insanity, his personality. He is a weird guy. Everybody thinks he's a pervert, and he kind of is. So if that sounds like your bag, then Kimono Michi, rise up. But other than that, that looks like about it for the shows that I was catching today. But they did release Black Fox and on Crunchyroll, and it's a movie, and it looks like it's about an hour and a half long, and seeing the extended trailer, if we want to watch this, it looks awesome. The extended trailer that they did show was amazing. The animation is on point, and can't wait to watch through this. And when we get a slow day this week, between all these fall releases coming out, we will go over Black Fox exclusively, because I'm pretty psyched for this. It looks great. So if you guys haven't checked that out, give it a look, and we'll, like I said, go over it in a future episode. And by the way, too, Kimono Michi Rise Up, if you wanted to watch that, you can catch that on Funimation or Hulu. And Polanita, or Null and Pita, will be on Crunchyroll, the little short, episodic comedy cuteness is available on Crunchyroll. And let's see here. Yeah. That looks like about what's coming out. I've seen that Azur Lane should be dropping on October 10th, and we'll catch that when that drops. That's a little further away, but there is a few more shows coming, and we'll look forward to those in the rest of the week. So let's keep our eyes open, and I'll tell you any recommendations that I have that are decent. And now Fire Force is coming to an end, but we got to see some of that flashback with the character, the glasses, I forget his name, but we all know who he is. His interesting backstory as to why he is the way he is, and his kind of ideals, and what happened to him, and his relationship with the captain, as well as them, you know, going to the other branch of the Fire Force, and you know, you get introduced to that character and his unique powers. I don't want to give that away if you guys haven't seen that episode. It's fairly recent, but you know, it's leading up to the finale, and it's going to cap off that. But we do have a second core coming, and I did want to cover that. So we'll talk a little bit about Fire Force towards you know, later in the week. But yeah, that about does it for today's segment, and we'll keep up with what comes out throughout the week, and keep you up to date, and just give you a brief synopsis and little tidbits of information to keep you brushed up on what's going on and what's worth watching. So let's talk about Ogre You Asshole, and we'll cap it off. So okay, Ogre You Asshole. Love the band name. Super awesome. Definitely has some Built to Spill vibes, without a doubt. But coincidentally enough, they are huge fans of Modest Mouse. And a lot of their influence comes from them and other American bands like Fugazi and, you know, bands like that. Talking Heads a little bit. And, excuse me. And the first track you heard at the beginning of the podcast was Mata Ishita, and that's Until Tomorrow. And that comes off their debut album, also by the same name, Ogre You Asshole. It is the first track on there, and that's 2005. And the I actually will end this podcast with another version of that, a more recent version of Mata Ishita. And it's you can kind of see where they progressed, give you an idea of where they started and where they went, and I think it's great. And I think they're awesome. I love his voice, and I love the Built to Spill vibes, even if it's really like influenced by Modest Mouse. They're a great band too. But yeah, I mean, they say they got their name. It originated with the original drummer Arata Nishi saw Modest Mouse bassist Eric Judy on the street near a Hot Lab Live house after a gig in Matsumoto during their Japan tour in May of 2001, and he asked Judy, who was drunk, to name their band. He replied, "I can't," before writing Ogre You Asshole on Nishi's arm. So that's a pretty cool little connection to Modest Mouse and Ogre You Asshole. And yeah, you can find their stuff on Spotify for sure, and some stuff on YouTube. I think the full album for that debut is on there, and you can listen to that. And you know, they're awesome, and they're on BAP, and you know, done music with Asian Kung Fu Generation, and I think they also did a little bit with Foo Fighters at one point. I think I saw, yeah, Foo Fighters, Asian Kung Fu Generation, the Dresden Dolls, and even Modest Mouse, which obviously is a huge influence. And you know, they seem to be a huge, big fans of American music. I guess in the, before the band even formed, the lead singer and his brother were covering Nirvana and Beck songs. And their band name was Joy Division, so you can't get any more, you know, 90s music than that. But yeah, they're a great band. Definitely check them out. They got great vibes. They've only gotten better over the years. I think they've really refined their musical abilities, and you know, yeah, definitely check them out, and tell me what you think. And that'll do it for Ogre You Asshole, and I'll leave you with that track, the remake of Mata Ishta, and that's Until Tomorrow. And again, that's off their debut album, and this is a rehash of that first song that you heard, so enjoy. That about does it for episode 12 of Me, You, and Animu. This is Steven, your host, and yeah, we went over the news, and we talked about the few shows that came out, and we went over Ogre You Asshole. They're a great band, and can't recommend that enough, and I'll leave you with this last track, and I bid you a farewell. Anime Forever.